Test 66, section 2, question 22. Now this one is saying what's supported by the information above. So we just accept each claim and then connect them. So what it says is the airport's runways are too close to each other to allow simultaneous use when visibility is poor, so they only allow 30 planes per hour to land in good weather, or in poor weather. In good weather, 60 planes. So poor weather, when visibility is poor, only 30 planes because they're too close. And in good weather, you can get 60 planes. Because airline schedules assume good weather, bad weather creates serious delays. So airline schedules assume good weather, so bad weather creates delays. And I was sort of like, I don't know that this is really trying to prove any point other than, well, okay, it explains why there's some delays. So A, in poor weather, only half as many planes are allowed to land each hour on any one runway at the airport as are allowed to land on it in good weather. Well, I held on to this because I said, well, we know overall 30 planes per hour, but we don't know that that's only half as many on any one runway. Maybe you have two runways, but they're too close to each other, so they just land all 30 on one runway. And so we don't necessarily know A, because it's not that it's half on each runway. It could be all of them are on one runway. B, when the weather at the airport is good, it is likely that there are planes landing on two adjacent runways at any given time. The at any given time is a little too strong, because it could be that they're alternating and there's only one landing at a time. If any two of the runways are used simultaneously, serious delays will result. Actually, if anything, we kind of have proof against that. It's the simultaneous use that seems to avoid the delays. Airlines using the airport base their schedules on the assumption that more than 30 planes per hour will be allowed to land. Well, yeah, because if they assume good weather, then they're assuming that more than 30 planes are planning to land. They're probably assuming 60. So D seems pretty well supported. And then in good weather, there are few, if any, seriously delayed flights. We don't know that there can't be delays in good weather, just that there are delays in bad weather. And so therefore, answer choice D is our correct one.